Now, the life of Mary Southern. Max had given up hope of solving his difficulties in Sanders and had decided to sell his interest to Gerald Pruth and leave the town for good. Just as he was about to sign the agreement, Mary phoned, urging him to come home. The miracle, or something very close to it, had happened. Mary had learned that Jeffrey Barton, head of a large corporation, was seeking a factory location. This is opportunity with a capital O, because if Max can close a deal for Barton to build in Sanders, the subsequent business would put everyone back on their feet. Now, Mary and Max were in the kitchen of their home discussing Jeffrey Barton and how to interest him in the town of Sanders. Barton had a slight motor accident in front of their house, and he is expected back this evening to pick up his car, which is being repaired. Mary spent some time with Barton after the accident, but Max left immediately. He is sorry now.
Boy, I wish I had stuck around when Barton was here, Mary. I might have found out what he was looking for and saved him that trip to Williamsport.
Well, let's not worry about what we might have done, dear. The problem before the house is what to do now.
Well, we got to sit him down and talk cold turkey.
I see the direct approach.
Sure, the direct approach. Be chummy and come right to the point. I'll say, how about putting the factory here, pal?
You lovable old goose, that's a little too direct.
Yeah, well, maybe I should use more finesse. You think I should?
Well, myself.
Yeah.
I thought we could invite him to stay for dinner. Man's always in a more affable frame of mind when his tummy's full.
Oh, is that why you always feed me so good?
Now you've discovered my secret.
Well, I won't hold it against you. Hey, and that dinner idea mightn't be a bad gag at that.
Well, strong men have weakened before chicken fricassee and hot biscuits.
Let me weaken right now, Mary. Where they at?
Well, Daddy's dressed.
What's the idea of sneaking up on us, huh?
Who snuck up?
You.
I've been banging at that front door for 10 minutes. Finally had to let the shelter.
Well, Daddy, we didn't hear a thing. Come on, sit down here by the table.
Yeah, sure. You see, we was in conference.
That's one way of saying you was up to something, I know. You're good to rest my bones.
Have a cup of coffee, too, Daddy. Just made some fresh for me.
Don't mind if I do. Smells good.
Yeah, sure does. Mm.
Can we ask Daddy's advice, Max?
Yeah, okay.
Well, go ahead and ask me something.
You go ahead, Max.
Oh, you're better at springing the details.
Maybe you'd like me to read your minds like one of them gypsy fortune tellers.
No, it's too warm to make you put on your turban. I'll tell. Daddy, darling, we have a marvelous opportunity.
Yeah?
Right in our lap.
Sure, old lady Faith rang our front doorbell.
Well, I'd say she skidded across our lawn. Did you see her tracks, Daddy?
Yeah, I saw where some hooligan must have jammed into that maple tree out in front. Darn reckless driver.
Oh, who cares about a little chip bark when Mr. Jeffrey Barton of Chicago does the chip?
Yep, he's our man, Daddy.
He's looking for a factory site, Daddy, and he's anxious to invest $1 million in some up-and-coming community.
A million?
Yes.
Max, pat him on the back.
Yep, sure. Take it easy.
Slap me on the back.
All right, there it is. How's that,
huh? Poor
man.
Oh,
landing.
I didn't say to break my back.
Max, you don't realize it's tricky.
Well, say, you're all right now, pal. You're all right.
I guess I'm about as right as I'll ever be after that wallop. What about that $1 million, Mary? You say a fellow's looking to invest that much money?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He wants to build a factory, and Sanders is exactly the right town for a plan of that kind.
Yeah, all we gotta do is make him see it that way.
Oh, Daddy, if we only can. All our worries will be over.
Guys, if they wouldn't be.
Sure.
Daddy, how do you think Max should approach Mr. Barton? We were thinking we might invite him to dinner. He'll be back in Sanders tonight.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, but... It all depends on what kind of a fellow this Barton is.
Oh, he's a charming person. A typical businessman and very sweet and sincere.
Mm-hmm.
I invited him in after the accident and made him a cup of tea.
Did he tell you he was looking for a place?
No. He forgot his briefcase with all his papers and Timmy and Susan opened it. That's all I found out.
Hey, that's right. I mustn't forget. Those two got ice cream cones coming to them. Double decker.
They deserve it.
I bet they do.
Say. Did anyone else in town know about this?
But just John. Mm. He phoned a while ago, and Max told him the whole story.
Yeah.
Said he was coming over. Well,
John ain't got a bad head in his shoulders, and maybe you can figure out a way to clinch this deal.
Hey, I don't need that pill roller to give me ideas. I got it all figured out. I told Mary before. I'm going to slap him right on the back, you know, real chummy, and say, how about putting the factory here, pal?
After which, they'll tuck his spine in a plaster cast, and he'll say no. Now, listen, son. I think we ought to let Mary handle this. She'd sort of in with him already.
Oh, no, no, you're wrong, Daddy. This is strictly business in that Max's department.
Oh, I guess that'll hold you for a while. Hey, you don't see any aprons tied to me yet.
I ain't suggesting you're a bum businessman, son. I take my hat off you every now and then.
Well, so what's the beef?
Well, it seems to me this here Barton deal, that's the way it started and all, kind of needs a woman's touch.
Huh?
Now, Mary could get to talking to him nice and easy, and before you'd say Max Sanders, he'd be hooked.
Oh, I'm not that good, Daddy.
Hey, maybe you got something there at that. I got the brains all right, but Mary's got a better gift to get.
Well, I do not choose to run.
But you can be dressed.
Sure.
Oh, that may be done. Answer it, Max. I'm going to fix more coffee.
Okay, yeah, make enough for me.
All right.
Regular sewing circle we got.
Big business over the coffee cup, Daddy.
All right,
sir.
Sounds like an excellent
proposition,
Max. Excellent. Listen,
it's a nut. Hello, John. Sit down. Join the weekly meeting of the Rotary Club.
Thanks, Mary. How are you, Daddy?
Oh, can't complain.
What do you think of the news, John? Isn't it exactly the miracle we hoped and prayed for?
Well, it seems to be, Mary. I've been so excited since Max told me about it, I almost gave Mrs. Felsenheimer a little bunny crazed measles serum for indigestion.
That would have been
great. Got a brand new cure, Doc.
I'd prefer to make my mark in medicine some other way. Now, tell me more about this, Mary. Max says you expect to see Mr. Barton this evening.
Yeah, we're holding his briefcase for ransom.
Ransom, Max.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You see, Johnny forgot his papers. So I called the garage where his car's being repaired and told him we'd found the case. And naturally, he'll stop by to pick it up.
Smart girl. If you'd sent him down to the garage, you'd have missed the opportunity to talk to him. And I doubt if any of us could get a rich man like Jeffrey Barton at his office.
Oh, Mary's got a head on her.
Hey, Mary, where's the cream, huh?
Oh, shoot. We're all out of it, dear. I meant to send Jimmy to the store.
Well, listen, coffee's no good without cream. I'll hop down after.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't trouble for me.
Oh, I'm not. I want some myself. I'll be right back.
Well, don't be long, dear. Mr. Barton's due any minute.
Is Max going to handle this, Mary?
Well, certainly, John. Max knows every inch of Sanders, and he can point out all the possibilities.
Well, what's your idea, John? I can see you got one.
Well, I believe Max should move rather carefully. Might be wise to feel the man out at first,
mm-hmm.
then make an appointment to discuss business at his convenience.
Hmm. Well, Max thought it would be better to come directly to the point this evening.
I can't agree. Businessman wants to see facts down in black and white. It'll take time to prepare a good prospectus for the town.
And I think Mary should handle it all together.
Oh, no, no, Daddy, I...
Oh, you got company, Mary. Look at the fancy car out in the drive.
Oh, Daddy. John, it's Mr. Barton's car.
Well, let him in.
Why did Max have to go out just at this?
Ah, don't be nervous, Mary. You're equal to any situation.
Well, I'll try.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Sanders?
What? Good evening, Mr. Shaw. Won't you come in?
Thank you. I can only stay a minute. I came to pick up Mr. Barton's briefcase.
Oh, is Mr. Barton coming in?
No, he took the plane on to Chicago. He'd had enough motoring.
Oh.
I'm sorry I had to bother you like this.
Why? Oh, it's no bother. I have the briefcase here.
Oh, thank you. It was kind of you to look after it. I'm sorry I have to rush on like
that. Well, is Mr. Barton coming back this way again?
No, he seldom leaves Chicago. Well, goodbye and thank you again.
Goodbye.
Mary, what happened?
Wouldn't he stay for a few minutes?
That wasn't Mr. Barton. It was Mr. Shaw, the man who drove his car. Mr. Barton flew on ahead to Chicago.
What an awful break.
Good. I guess our chances flew with him.
It certainly looks that way, Daddy. And now what? Jeffrey Barton and his impressive officers might be a different man from the one who drank tea in Mary's living room. We all know an important corporation head is often harder to reach than the King of England. What will Max say when he returns and finds his chances to reestablish himself in Sanders have flown on the 6:30 plane to Chicago.